Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie. Did you see the story of the syringes?
The syringes.
100 people attending a music festival in France stuck by syringes, and they have no idea why.
Oh, they do that
people
in Africa.
People walk it up, just hitting them with syringes. Oh. What are they doing it for?
Well,
why would they do it in Africa?
Well, supposedly, this is a long time ago, when my almost father-in-law worked there in Africa, and they said they had HIV on it.
Oh.
And they would do it on purpose.
All right, let's listen to the story. This happened over the weekend. Over 100 people surprised by a needle because somebody stuck them with a syringe. They have no idea why.
12 people are now under arrest in France following a disturbing series of attacks over the weekend. 145 people reported being pricked with syringes.
Can you imagine that?
Maybe they were all heavy and it was all Ozempic.
Good idea.
Those attacks came during a nationwide street music festival. And you can see some pictures of the crowd here.
If that turns out to be the case, I will laugh my butt off. That if every one of these people that have been stabbed with this syringe are fat, and all of a sudden they're out, you know, working out.
Yeah.
That will be the best story ever.
Won't it? It's like
France's Interior Ministry says it's not clear if any of these victims were injected with drugs. Toxicology tests are underway, though. The attacks came following calls on social media to target women with syringes during those festivities.
See? What could it be?
Ozempic, man.
It's a great
or Wegovy or one of the, you know, one of those things that they're
semaglutide.
maybe it's all like pharmaceutical reps.
Wow.
I doubt that's
all right, listen, seriously.
I don't know what
No, that's seriously. You got 14 people loading up bags with needles, syringes.
That's terrifying.
Going to a festival and choosing only women to plug, and boom, they poke them with these syringes. 145 different women get
in all seriousness, this is terrifying.
I mean, think about that.
Because
for
who knows what kind of virus is on it or something.
I mean, and think about here in the U.S., if you went down to a street fair or something and something like this happened to you where somebody walked up or you're in a crowd, you know, trying to get through it, boom. Oh, it was like, what the hell was that? Because you would barely even feel it. And somebody's hit you with a syringe.
Yeah. What would it be?
I don't know. They can't. I guess they'll know when the toxicology reports come out.
Like the bird flu or something?
It's kind of scary because those scientists in Michigan, University of Michigan, got caught trying to smuggle all that.
Oh, yeah. Some kind of weird.
Yeah.
I think this probably has something to do with like the date rape drug or something like that.
Oh, because
since
it's
they
all
only
women?
Chose women.
Yeah.
So it's probably something in that category, I would guess.
That is weird.
I don't know.
That's
no
a weird
idea.
One, don't you think?
Bizarre story. Yeah.
Pictures of the crowd here.
If that turns out to be the case, I will laugh my butt off. That if every one of these people that have been stabbed
heavy.
With this syringe are fat, and all of a sudden they're out, you know, working out.
Yeah.
That will be the best story
won't
ever.
Won't it? It's like
France's Interior Ministry says it's not clear if any of these victims were injected with drugs. Toxicology tests are underway, though. The attacks came following calls on social media to target women with syringes during those festivities.
See? What could it be?
Ozempic, man.
It's a great
or Wegovy or one of the, you know, one of those things that they're
semaglutide.
Maybe it's all like pharmaceutical reps.
Wow.
I doubt that's
all right, listen, seriously.
I don't know what
No, seriously. You got 14 people loading up bags with needles, syringes.
That's terrifying.
Going to a festival and choosing only women to plug, and boom, they poke them with these syringes. 145 different women get
in all seriousness, this is terrifying.
I mean, think about that.
Because
for
who
a minute.
Knows what kind of virus is on it or something?
I mean, and think about here in the U.S., if you went down to a street fair or something and something like this happened to you where somebody walked up or you're in a crowd, you know, trying to get through it, boop. Oh, it was like, what the hell was that? Because you would barely even feel it. And somebody's hit you with a syringe.
What would it be?
I don't know. They can't. I guess they'll know when the toxicology reports come out.
Like the bird flu or something?
It's kind of scary because those scientists in Michigan, University of Michigan, got caught trying to smuggle all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Some kind of weird. Yeah.
I think this probably has something to do with like the date rape drug or something like that.
Oh, because
since they only chose women.
Yeah.
So it's probably something in that category, I would guess.
That is weird.
I don't know.
That's
no
a
idea.
Weird one, don't you think?
Bizarre story. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.